On this podcast, I'm going to be giving you my unfiltered opinion. Yeah, I know you didn't ask for it, but I'm going to give it to you. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, but I've been a coward. So now I have my balls. Let's go. Hi guys, welcome to the Berlin's Unfiltered podcast. Today we're going to be talking about giving, as the title has already said. It's not exactly giving, it's like forceful giving, where people feel entitled to what you have, or they feel like because you're younger, you have to, like, respect the demands, you give me this, that kind of thing. And with me here as a guest is Kamsi the YouTuber.
Hey guys, I'm so gassed to be a part of this podcast. It's like a dream come true or something like that.
Oh my god, she's my biggest fan. Okay. So I'm going to put the link to our latest YouTube video down. You guys should fuck with it, okay? Okay. So, okay, let's get into it now. Kamsi, what do you think giving is? Like, to you, what's giving?
Giving is like, I'm not really an English person, so I cannot really quote it so well, but giving should be like something you do freely. Giving freely. I know you cannot really say giving, and like you put giving in the definition, but transferring like an object or something that's yours or that's yours for that moment to another person freely.
Yes, note freely, because giving has to be done from the heart, like from the mind, not because of anything, like
not because of age, not because of status, not because of friendship. I'm a friend, I'm this,
not because you see my dad has money and I think that I need to have it excess or something like that, or because I go to a big school, I have enough to show on the streets, that kind of thing. There's this movie I saw like last 2 weeks or so,
SEE,
that's the name of the movie. In this movie there's a young girl, all these them jaye people now, you know them, that they don't really care about life, like that they have everything, they have the money, they have it. So she was in a store, she went to get wine, a bottle of wine, and she met this mother. She's a woman, she's a mother. Her daughter was sick. She came there and she saw the woman and she begged her for money to get drugs for her daughter. The young lady said, this is my last money, I want to use and buy this wine, and this wine is important to me. The woman is like, please, my daughter is dying. Then I was like, now, babe, just give her the money for this
drug.
Like, you can get wine another day, that kind of thing and everything. But I was like, class is a choice. If she says the one is important to her, it's important. You can't force her to give you. The next day, do you know what this woman did? I swear that I was so pissed. I was so angry. The woman came back to the store. The young lady was there too. And it's like she had, I think they said her grandfather was a priest or something like that, all these them juju things. So she touched this lady and caused her that she will know what death is, what. So she had this power of when she touches someone, she sees how the person is going to die and everything. And for you to just wake up one day and have that kind of power, she was so confused. She wanted her normal self back. Cause what the hell? I didn't help you, If you had that much power, why didn't you heal your daughter? Why didn't you make money with your power? What nonsense? Like, I almost cried, I can't even lie, because it pained me a lot, because I know how entitled people feel. Because when I'm going to school, once they search me and they are done searching me, everything is next is, find me something now, anything. Like, who even told you I have pocket money for the semester? Who told you? Because I can't pay the school fees, what if my father had to clone?
Well, I think something was wrong with that movie, because normally, why would you sell drugs? You not come and be selling alcohol in the same building. How can something went to clash? Like, if it was only drugs, yes, you know that this one came to come and buy drugs. And you cannot beg for money because I'm buying drugs to save somebody's life or save my own life. So, when you're buying alcohol, and people mostly buy all this alcohol that's like expensive, mostly be these rich people. So, a clash can come up and everything. Like, so, I was like, the alcohol in the drug place was really kind of. It was the girl should have known that, yes, something must happen. Like, she must encounter this kind of person that will want to, because she's buying wine and not drugs. But who knows? Maybe the wine itself is her own drug.
Okay, actually, I get that. But at that point, I didn't really see a problem. with them selling them both together. I just like, if you ask, because me, I'm the kind of person that if I ask you for something, I don't say I hate hearing no, but if I ask you for something and you say no, I would not like to beg you. I don't like begging, because like you said no, okay. Where to pay me is if you said no for a very stupid reason, like you just want to say no. I'm like, okay, share her own thing, we'll like beat and collect that kind of thing. But there are a lot of people in this world that feel entitled to your help and they don't know it's wrong. That's the worst, but they don't know that what they're doing makes no sense. So come see, like, do you have any experience at all with?
Oh yes, come I see, do.
Let me finish the question, my guy.
Oh yes, like, so a day before, I went to my friend's house where like. It was a secondary school project. I'm in secondary school though, so it was an assignment. I went to go and do it with her because she had like the what they call it, the materials and everything, and I didn't, so I had to go to her house to go and do it. So we did it together. Now I don't know how I was doing safe, and I left it there. So like next day, I now called her, like, I'm coming over to come and pick it up. She's like, okay. So dressing up, everything. Coming out from my house looking for like keke or bike, I didn't see, you know, this coronavirus period now or something, so it didn't really come out like that. So now managed, God just favored me. I just saw one bus now. Okay, I entered the bus. Then they now stopped again and picked up one pregnant woman. This woman came inside the bus, like the seats were filled and everything. So she entered now and started looking at me. I was scared at first, like, did you come for me? Have they sent you? Come on. I beg, allow them to carry my product and go.
You're so superstitious, my guy.
Next time, but starts looking at me too. I'm like, what is this one? This one planned robbery. People not come and rob me. People not throw out of the bus.
Yet that one chance bus.
Then she now started rubbing her tummy. I got the hints, like, maybe she wants to stand up for her to sit down. And I'm like, for where? Me and I don't have legs. I don't have purpose in life that I'm sitting inside bus. The man beside me now, like, nodded my shoulder and everything. She was like, he's like, stand up for the kind woman, and like, in broken, like, just stand up for her, and I mean, she goes down, she get belly. Me, I'm like, But I came here first. You that is talking, don't you have leg to stand up, but are you crippled? I don't really say it out, though. Where people say to me now, I'm not like, they will see as disrespect, or I don't have manners, or this girl home training is on her head or something.
Like, who is her mother? Where did she come from?
I don't
from?
Even know. Like, the woman self, I just had to, like, stand up. But I'm like, it was not in my mind. Oh, God. She better have a
what
safe
I'm
delivery.
Actually wondering is, why the conductor let her enter into the bus when there were no seats?
They want money now. Last, they have to get their money.
And she entered the bus when there were no seats. That means she came in with the mindset that I'm going to bounce somebody, whether they like it or not. After all, I'm pregnant. Pregnant woman privilege.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Anyways, I think with this, we'll conclude the podcast, my very first podcast.
Woohoo!
Y'all should support me, subscribe, listen, share, and everything.
Yo.
I love you all. And if anything was said in this podcast that you didn't confirm with, or you didn't like, or it triggered something, I'm sorry, not sorry, but this is Burnings Unfiltered.
Yeah.
Say so, bye, guys. Yeah, see you some other time with another episode.
Bye.